Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, gaming, I read, isn't just about high-stakes competition or action-packed adventures anymore. There's a new trend. It's called cozy gaming, and it's focused on low-stakes, non-violent, relaxing gameplay that encourages creativity and self-expression. Think soft aesthetics, nature themes, stress-free experiences. It all sounds absolutely marvelous, doesn't it? But here's my question. Is it a niche fad, or maybe there's a bigger shift in how people are starting to engage with gaming? And doing some work on that is Bronwyn Williams, trends analyst at Flux Trends. Bronwyn, always good to talk to you about new trends. What's driving this particular one? Why the gravitation towards something that has less stress?
Yeah, less stressful, something you can do by yourself, something that embraces the ladies too. These are all sorts of threads that come together with cozy gaming, as the trend is now being called. One of the main things we see is that as people get lonelier, people are looking for different ways to connect with, if not each other, at least with avatars that feel like you're playing with someone or something. And that means that now women are also getting more involved in gaming, not necessarily wanting to play the same sort of games that men are attracted to. So the cozy gaming kind of fills that niche. It gives them more sort of feminine experience. So that's one thread. The other is these cozy games are often quite reminiscent of the games you might have used to play if you were a child, not to give too much of our ages away, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, right? So this is another thread that's following on here, is this nostalgia that is creeping into particularly people entering kind of middle life or early adulthood at the moment. So kind of looking for the comforts of childhood in a world that feels quite stressful, or to the slightly more cynical, a world that has prevented whole generations from really achieving the markers of adulthood. So there's kind of a regression, a nostalgia, a more feminization, and of course, something to do as we're spending more time at home and less time going out. So new forms of entertainment that, of course, allow us to use our favorite little screens, but perhaps in a way that feels more productive than scrolling through a social media feed, which, of course, these days is often more stressful than relaxing based on the sort of content that you find on those platforms.
Very interesting, Bronwyn, but also a very sad indictment about loneliness in the world, and also rising stress and burnout. And I guess this is some form of digital self-care.
Self-therapy, self-care, absolutely. Checking out what screens, and particularly these sorts of cozy games, are not meant to make you think or to pump your adrenaline. They make you, they're almost designed almost like a meditation, but less spiritual, if you want to put it that way, to get your brain to kind of shut off, to disengage, to almost re-find that boredom that so many of us don't have at the moment, right? Because so much of our attention is for sale and on demand, whether it be for work or through commercial enterprises and advertisers who want to capture that attention. The ability to shut that attention off is becoming a kind of luxury that people want to embrace.
I also read that cozy games avoid aggressive monetization. All well and good, but how is there a financial model here? How are studios making money?
Well, I'm pretty sure the advertisers will be there any second now. Countdown 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Because, and there they are.
Commerce follows where people are. So I would take that particular element of the trend analysis with a giant pinch of salt.
And are the major gaming companies jumping on this gaming wave, or is it simply being driven by independent developers?
Oh, no, definitely your major games too, and particularly your older games. Quite a lot of people who call themselves cozy gamers are playing games that were available in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. So The Sims falls into this category. It's low stakes, low stress. It's all a little bit silly, but it's a complete escapism, right? So some of these games are old games. Some of them are newer games. All they have in common is the sense of disconnection rather than active engagement, right? So they are a sense of being able to relax into the gaming world and to kind of escape the stress of life, to play life on an easier level rather than play life on a harder level, which is how we quite often think about gaming. Like you go and you perform a challenge, right? Whether it's a battle, whether it's a finding out clues or solving puzzles, whatever it is. If it requires a lot of brain energy or a lot of adrenaline or a lot of stress, it's not a cozy game. If it is easy, low stakes, low stress, low pressure, without a ticking clock kind of telling you what you need to do next or the threat of surprise, then we're kind of looking at this genre. So think more relaxation, more turning your brain off rather than turning your brain in.
And interesting to see that the rise of platforms like TikTok, for instance, have played a huge role in popularizing this.
Oh, absolutely. TikTok has been such a taste maker. It gives people the ability, I think, first and foremost, to name something that they are doing so that you can then feel part of that tribe. That's probably TikTok's largest sort of socio-cultural influence at the moment, is that it comes up with these hashtags that almost create little communities around them, whether you are a lazy girl or a cozy gamer or a trad wife. I'm using very feminine sort of versions there. But all these things are these sort of labels that you can attach to yourself and therefore feel you're part of a community rather than just someone playing a game alone at home.
And just a final one, and Bronwyn, I'm hoping for an answer in the affirmative, and the question would be, is cozy gaming the beginning, do you think, of a broader trend beyond just gaming to more slower, mindful entertainment experiences?
I would say it's less of a trend towards such things as an absolute yearning and desire for such things, given the impossibility of really achieving that, given the constraints, pressures, and the general design of the game that we are set up to play in our current globalized economy.
So I think time at this point for a lie down, and I'm going to say Bronwyn Williams, trends analyst at Flux Trends. Always good talking to you, and thank you so much.
Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.